With this basic idea of synchronic synthesis in mind, it will help to see an example of this approach in the Bible itself. As we look at the scriptures, we find that characters and writers often divided the Old Testament into different historical periods and synthesized the theology they found there. They did this countless times, but for our purposes, we'll simply point to one representative passage. Listen to what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command as Adam did, who was a pattern of the one to come. In these verses, Paul treated the time stretching from Adam's fall into sin to the giving of the law at Mount Sinai as one synchronic unit, a single period in history. His main concern in this passage was to prove how the far-reaching effects of Adam's sin foreshadowed the far-reaching effects of Christ's obedience. And to make this point, Paul synthesized several theological features of the time between Adam and Moses. In verse 12, Paul mentioned that sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. Here he alluded to Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, where human death resulted from human sin. Next, Paul described the period between Adam's fall and Mount Sinai as a time before the law was given, a time when people did not have codified laws like the Ten Commandments and the Book of the Covenant. He also said that during this time, people did not sin by breaking a command as did Adam. That is to say, they did not violate specifically formulated directives from God like Adam had in the Garden of Eden. Now, once Paul stated that there was no law before Mount Sinai, he had to deal with a hypothetical possibility. Maybe the people between Adam and Moses were innocent of sin. If they had no specific laws to violate, how can we be sure they were sinners? To answer this question, Paul pointed to another feature of that time. Death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses. His argument was that if men and women were under the curse of death, then by logical inference, they must have been sinners. In the larger context of this passage, Paul also went on to say that Jesus' obedience to God solved the problem created by Adam's sin. Just as the single act of Adam's disobedience brought death to everyone joined to Adam, Christ's single act of obedience brought life to everyone joined to Christ. And for this reason, he said that Adam was a pattern or type of Jesus. Notice how Paul's argument worked here. First, he synchronized the time from the fall to the giving of the law into one period, and the time from Christ through the present into another period. Second, he synthesized each period by tying some of its different features together in a logical fashion. In short, he did the same thing that responsible biblical theologians do. And his model means that synchronic synthesis is also a legitimate practice for modern Christians.